This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Researchers use water years to track annual rain and snowfall, and last year's water year ranked as one of the warmest on record. Here's CPR climate reporter Ishan Thakur.
Water year 2025 was a scorcher. That's according to new data from CSU's Colorado Climate Center. The water year ran from October 2024 until September 2025. Statewide temperatures were well above average during that time. And last October marked the warmest October in 130 years of data. That follows a trend. Temperatures are increasing in Colorado. 7 of the top 10 warmest water years have happened since 2012. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
This spring, the Trump administration tried to shut down Job Corps centers, including 9 in the West. The programs train young people for trade jobs. Lawsuits have kept it going, but as the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports, threats still loom.
Half of the country's Job Corps centers could close next year. That's if the U.S. House's appropriation bill goes through as is. This could impact centers in Arizona, Idaho, New Mexico, and Wyoming.
Cutting the program's funding in half would be detrimental to, you know, improving the program.
National Association of Home Builders lobbyist Sam Gilbord says there are problems like low graduation rates, one of the reasons the Trump administration and Congress have tried to cut funding. But he says the answer isn't to get rid of a key pipeline for home builders. The Senate's draft of the bill currently keeps Job Corps funding stable. The chambers have until late January to decide on a final number. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
And this is CPR News. For the Front Range Mountains and northern foothills, a high wind warning is in effect until 11 this morning. In Denver, the mid-60s.